The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Pure energy. Pure energy.
This is part of football. It's a physical game. We can't deny there's certain things we can't control. And as a team, we're going to band together and we're going to step it up and get better. And whoever has the opportunity to go in has to embrace it and be excited for it and play the best they've ever played.
Orlando Franklin in for Stink today. There's Nathaniel Hackett. Rough day yesterday. Rough day for the Broncos with the injuries. Javonte Williams, Randy Gregory. Javonte Williams, when you hear about the severity of this knee injury, do you have questions about whether or not he's going to be able to come back 100%?
Yes, 100%. Javonte Williams is going in. This was year three, right? This is year three. ACL, we've seen it with Cortland Sutton. We're seeing it right now with KJ Hamler. It's not a thing that, hey, you're out this year and next year you're back to full speed. I think there are severe questions as far as Javonte Williams going to be the same runner that he was. And I think his best days in a Denver Bronco uniform, unless George Payton is just so in love with him where he's saying, hey, we're going to give this guy a second contract, his best days as a running back for the Denver Broncos are behind him.
You know what's so tough about that is that he's always, from the moment he got here, the idea was this is going to be the guy.
The bell cow.
Right? This is going to be the guy eventually. And now we look at him and we never really, God, I hate talking to him in the past tense, but understand where I'm going with this. We just haven't seen him in that kind of role yet.
He's definitely
given
not
that
be
kind
next
of
year.
Responsibility. So we don't really know what this guy's potential was, what his capabilities were.
We never used them the right way. And like I said, unless George Payton is saying the heck with it, we're giving him a second contract. I don't know how you do
now, this
that.
This is only year two. Now, hold on. This is year two. But second round pick, 4-year deal. So going into next year will be year three.
So we might see him become the bell cow in year four. Next year, I promise you, he's not going to be ready. The way he loves to run the football, he's not going to be able to handle that, you know, 20 times a game. Heck, he might not even be able to do that 10 times a game coming off an ACL injury.
So you're hoping by 2024.
Yes.
He's able, last year of his contract, to be, you know, completely healthy, a year, full year plus removed from this, to be able to show what he can do to earn that second contract.
I just don't know how you do it any other way. KJ Hamler wearing a knee brace right now.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, Cortland Sutton wearing a knee brace after that ACL surgery, right? So I'm anticipating Javonte Williams wearing that knee brace next year. Mm. And I just don't know how you say, here's the ball 20 times in a situation like that.
Randy Gregory, is this, you don't blame the guy for getting hurt, but you're not surprised, right? No, Nobody looked at this signing and said, oh, automatically, you're getting a guy that's going to be out there 16, 17 weeks.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Randy Gregory has a little bit of the injury bug. That's what his career has been about all his life. And there's no thing that you could look at that he does in the offseason that you could point to specifically as far as why he continues to get hurt. But his body just doesn't hold up.
So is it a mistake to sign him?
I think the way where the Broncos signed him, as far as the dollar amount, the value, good value where the Broncos signed him. You didn't have to break the bank. Heck, look what Vaughn got out there in Buffalo. So I think it was a good sign-in for the price tag, even knowing that there's a little bit of an injury history there because you're signing him on what
good value for a part-time player.
Yes.
I mean, that's what he is.
Yes.
He's a part-time player.
Good value for a part-time player at the outside linebacker position. And when he's out there on the field, you can see games where he's had a direct effect on football games.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I just need to feel right. I think that's it. I think I'm confident in my ability to hoop. It's just, you know, if my leg's not functioning the way it needs to, then it's kind of tough.
Welcome back, Jamal Murray. It took 539 days, but Jamal Murray was back in a preseason game last night. The Nuggets lost. Who cares? All that matters is Jamal Murray played 15 minutes, scored 10 points. Michael Porter Jr. played 14 minutes, scored 12 points. The Nuggets, at least for now, are whole.
We're back.
Yeah.
And what does that mean?
That means strike up the band, right? There's hope here in...
What are your expectations for this season?
I expect the Nuggets to definitely get over their over-under for the wins for the season.
Yep.
I think it's right around 50.
Right around 50, yep.
If these guys are healthy, I expect this team to make a deep run in the playoffs.
Western Conference Finals for me.
Yeah.
With this team and the four guys that they have as their core, adding guys like Bones Highland, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Bruce Brown, I think that there's no reason why, with good health, this team shouldn't be in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, you just look at kind of what Jamal Murray and Michael Porter Jr. does for this basketball team if they're in the lineup night in, night out. You know, Aaron Gordon, now you become the fifth option for this basketball team if everybody's healthy with that starting unit. Last year, there were times where Aaron Gordon was your number two option.
Yeah. Right? But that should make him a better player this year, and if that's your fourth or fifth option.
Absolutely.
So that's why the expectations should be so high.
Yeah, so it all should gel together, and this team is definitely going to be better at defending the perimeter, so defending the three-point line. But this team will be better at getting offensive rebounds as well, so second-chance opportunities.
Next on the Morning Brew. Avalanche preseason hockey win last night, 3-1 in Dallas. What's worth mentioning in this one, they got a goal from Evan Rodriguez, who was a free agent pickup from Pittsburgh. And again, just another example that Joe Sakic and Chris McFarland are playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers. I love this move. This is the guy that you're looking at to not necessarily just player for player replacing Nazem Kadri, but to help kind of mitigate the sting of losing Kadri. You get a guy who is 29 years old, just turned 29, and is coming off a career year in Pittsburgh where he had 19 goals and 24 assists.
Yep. And that's what
makes play
it,
center.
And that's what makes it so exciting for this Avalanche team, because Evan Rodriguez is 29 years old, but he just came off that career year.
Yep.
Guys come to the Avalanche, and it's like Peyton Manning's at the Avalanche, where he elevates everybody that's around him.
Yep.
Right? So I'm looking for a guy like Evan Rodriguez to take another step that we never have seen. Because even though we saw last year the 19 goals out there with Pittsburgh, the years before that, not that successful. Right? I mean, you had 19 goals, and the closest thing that he ever got to that was in year four when he was with Buffalo, and that was 9 goals. Right? So he was able to make such a big jump, and look for him to make another big jump, especially with the way the Colorado Avalanche play hockey. And when you sign with the Avs, you understand that there is no other type of way of hockey. It is all gas, no brakes.
Yep.
We're going to play as fast as possible, and we beat people with our athleticism. So look for Evan Rodriguez to hold down that second line center, but also have career numbers again, in my opinion, this year.
Rodriguez, a goal and assist last night in the win. Next on the Morning Brew.
Third down and three. Quick throw. What a catch. Samuel stays upright. Terrific catch and run. One-on-one with Ramsey. Can't bring him down. Samuel. Highlight reel. Touchdown.
ESPN Monday Night Football. 49ers looked good last night. Looked good. Beating the Rams 24-9. Do you feel better about
He's back.
Do you feel better about the Broncos? Who's back?
My father-in-law, Bobby Turner, is back.
The running back whisperer.
Came out of retirement last week, Thursday, for the 49ers, and he is back on those sidelines. Sat him last night, and my, that run game looked good for San Francisco. Looked like the Rams were worried about it. And the San Francisco 49ers looked like a completely different team last week on Monday Night Football versus Sunday Night Football.
San Francisco's going to win that division.
Yes.
They're going to win that division. And and should you feel better about the Broncos' win over the 49ers after what you saw yesterday for them?
Yes, yes. You always feel good when you look at opponents that have beaten teams. You know, I can tell you this. In February, sitting at home watching the Rams win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. You being with the 49ers.
49ers the game before.
Yeah.
Beating the Rams twice in the regular season. I felt really good about where we were at, where that football team was at for sure. Even though we were at home, it was still like, man, this is kind of surreal. We beat this football team twice.
We.
I wasn't part of that organization.
As Stink would say, you got a mouse in your pocket? Hey. We.
They were writing the checks last year. They were writing the checks.
All right. That'll do it for the Morning Brew.